Today on The Message, I want to share a process that we have within La Tribu of how to deal with situations, whether good or bad, but today we'll focus on the bad, because I've been hearing a lot of conversations, and it's crazy how much time people spend on dealing with the negative situation. And now, of course, every situation is different. Every situation can be handled differently, that's for sure. But within La Tribu, we have this sheet. It's called The Flow. And The Flow is pretty much a set of questions that will get you to two answers. And again, we'll focus on the bad side of it today. And the two answers are, one, is this situation that's making me feel sad, angry, mad, stressed out, is it even really worth it? And two, if it is worth it, at the end of this process, we're going to have an actionable step of how do we make it better. Right. So 9 times out of 10, whenever we get into a situation or with somebody that said something or that caused us harm or caused us pain, you know, we obviously go into being mad, being sad, being angry, and or is it causing us stress? Right. So the first question you ask yourself is, you know, what caused you to feel this way? And it's a simple answer. You write it out. And then if you could put this feeling into words, what would that sentence be? Right. If you could actually make a sentence with this, what would that sentence be? And then you go into what I call kind of like the meat of this process, and is, was this intentional? Did this person or whatever the situation was it intentionally trying to hurt you? And if it's yes, then do we have facts? Is there something behind this that we actually have facts and we can actually take and run with it? Because a lot of times, once you answer this question and the answer is no, there are really no facts. It was hearsay, somebody said it, that somebody said it, that somebody said it. Then is it even really worth going forward on? And again, for the majority of the time, that's where it'll stop. You will analyze it, feel better about it, because again, there's no facts behind it. So why keep wasting time trying to figure this out? Now, if the answer is yes, then the easy question after that is, okay, it was intentional, right? I have two options now. Either I keep dwelling on it, or I find out how we can make this better, and then I approach it. Why? Even though it wasn't quote unquote your fault, it's still taking up your time, your mind space. So how do we get through it? So the simple question there is, if the roles were reversed and you were the cause, knowing how you feel now of how that made you feel, what would you do to make it better? Answering that question will give you the actionable step of knowing how you would make it better. What do you do to fix it then? And 99.9% of the time, the answer is you go seek out that person that made you feel that way and you let them know. You know what? I felt, you know, you made me feel this way by saying that, by doing that, whatever it was, you made me feel this way. And honestly, the only way to get through this or to feel better about this is by you doing this. And now, obviously, it's on that person if they want to go through with that or not. But if they don't, here's the beauty of it. If they do, then they do it. And then you get over it. If they don't, you know that you've done everything in your power to make that situation better. And then you move on. So either way, you go through this process. Again, in any, whether it's for work, whether it's personal life, doesn't matter. These questions are universal. And you come out with an outcome of, this is how I'm going to fix this so I can stop wasting time and energy on this one situation. Right? So again, I wanted to share this with you. It's a simple process that we call the flow within La Tribu. And like I said, it's universal. I've used it for many, many situations. I've also used it as a way to just get my journaling. You know, there are days that, you know, we journal every day within La Tribu, and there are days that I do get caught up and I don't know what to write. So I'll go through this. I'll ask myself these questions, even if just the previous day, like what happened that was bad yesterday? And sometimes subconsciously I've been holding on to something that didn't really require or demand that much time. But because I didn't, you know, process it and actually come up to an outcome, it sticks with me. And then over time, it builds up kind of like a snowball. And then we have these moments where we just blow up and we don't even know why. But it's because we've been holding that situation kind of under the skin for a certain amount of time. So again, remember that today is a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.